There's a lot going on in New York City. Not all of it is good. People pay me money to find out sometimes the not so good things. Sometimes I get hired to follow a cheating spouse. I get hired to track down somebody blackmailing someone. Go out there, you're hunting. My name is Herman Weisberg. I'm a private investigator here in New York City. I was hired to hunt down and assist in the apprehension of Victoria Nasirova. Victoria Nasirova came from a small town in Russia. She's voluptuous. And she can be charming in a strange kind of way. Victoria Nasirova is dangerous, arrogant, cunning. Turns out this woman was on the Interpol list. A red notice, it's called.
And this is for murder.
This is for murder right here. Victoria Nasirova allegedly killed Nadia Ford's mother in Russia.
My mom is everything for me.
Was she your best friend?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you miss her, don't you?
A lot.
She tells me a pretty wild story. Her mother went missing in Russia, and Nadia went over there to find her.
I just left everything.
Not every daughter would jump on a plane in the middle of the night and go back to her homeland to find out what happened to her mother.
And I'm trying to track down the killer of my mother.
You were willing to cross an ocean and go anywhere in Russia to get this thing solved.
Not only in Russia, anywhere in the world.
She just was a dogged investigator. She just didn't stop at anything.
And I went to the police right away.
What motive would Victoria have had to kill your mother?
Money.
Victoria Nasirova had to feel the pressure of Nadia Ford and the Russian authorities closing in on her in Russia. She had the opportunity to flee. She took it. Of all the places in the world to go, Victoria ends up in Brooklyn, just blocks away from Nadia. Brooklyn is the perfect place to come. It's an easy place to hide. I gave myself a 0% chance of finding her. Miss Ford was in danger.
I feared for my own life.
I haven't seen somebody this ruthless in a long time.
She's pure evil. Pure evil.
She's a dangerous person. Victoria Nasirova had to be taken off of these streets. I guess I have a unique view of the world because of my job. In my world, there are a lot of bad people doing a lot of bad things. And when people find themselves a target of bad people, they call someone like me. We're the last of the guns for hire, so to speak.
Herman Weisberg knows crime.
I worked for 20 years in the New York City Police Department, first as a police officer on patrol. After that, I went to narcotics.
After 14 years as a detective, he turned in his badge to start his own investigative agency, Sage Intelligence Group.
Can't get this out of my blood, the whole detective, the instincts, having a little heightened sense of awareness.
And in March 2017, he came across a case of a lifetime. It all started with a mysterious, wealthy woman with a heart of gold.
I have a client. She's affectionately known as the mitzvah lady around our office. Mitzvahs in Jewish culture are good deeds and nice things that you can do for people.
Weisberg once fixed a problem for the mitzvah lady. Now she pays him to fix other people's problems, including Nadia's.
The mitzvah lady looked into her eyes and saw that she was going through the worst possible situation and just couldn't help herself.
Nadia now had one of New York's finest private investigators on the case, trying to solve the disappearance of her mother, Alla Alexenko.
My mom is everything for me. Everything. The person who raised two kids back in, you know, Russia in the 90s on her own, have four or five jobs and, you know, trying to give her kids the best.
Growing up, had you actually dreamed about going to America?
Of course. Listen, I grew up on Tom and Jerry, Curly's You, all these great movies, funny comedies, and of course I want to see it, of course.
Nadia Ford first came to the United States in 2007 to study. She got married and divorced, and in the fall of 2014, Nadia was looking forward to visiting her mom in their hometown of Krasnodar, located near the Black Sea.
And so every day you would talk to her?
Every day, every day.
And Nadia started hearing more and more about her mother's new best friend, a woman named Victoria, who had moved next door.
Here is your mother, mm-hmm. standing next to you.
Right.
And here is Victoria.
Right.
And they seem like an odd couple. Your mom, it looks like my mother.
Right.
And here looks a woman like a glamorous
yeah.
Hollywood star.
Yep.
You just wouldn't think they'd hang out with each other.
She was always trying to be very friendly to her. You know, and my mom, she trusts everyone.
In fact, Victoria was planning to come to New York and offered to bring some presents to Nadia from her mother.
It was money, $6,100. She bought this mink coat. It's a Russian thing. And she bought two of them.
Victoria took the money and the coats, but kept putting off the New York trip.
And my mom was like, I'm worried about the money and coats that I feel like she's not gonna give me back. She was very afraid.
Then, on Saturday, October 4th, her mom said Victoria agreed to return the money and the coats. But the next morning, Nadia became alarmed when her mother didn't answer her phone.
How many times did you call your mother that day, October 5th?
Oh, a lot, about 100.
Really, 100 times?
At least. I tried everything.
And she would not answer?
No.
So what are you thinking?
I got afraid, because for 8 years, she never happened that she didn't answer the phone. Never.
Frantic, Nadia called Victoria with a simple question.
Where's my mom? You're supposed to meet her. You were the last person who saw her. Where's my mom? And she goes, I went to her apartment. We had a tea, and then I left. And I'm like, okay, where's my mom?
Victoria claimed that Alla was on a trip with a friend and that her phone had probably died. But Nadia didn't believe it.
So what raised suspicion about Victoria for you?
Unfortunately, it happened on Monday when I came to work and I print out my mom's phone call log. And I saw the last person who called her, it was Victoria.
Victoria last spoke with Alla at 11 p.m. The record showed no other calls after that.
And that's it. And then my heart dropped. I just cried and I just left everything.
She headed right for the airport.
So there's a race against time here, right?
Yep. You always know you have your mom. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. And I just started to have this feeling that something happened.
Something terrible.
Something terrible happened.
True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
I hope this trip will bring me some sort of closure.
We brought Nadia Ford from her home in New York City
The aircraft is ready for takeoff.
To Russia. To show us exactly how she investigated her mother's disappearance and searched for her killer for 6 months back in 2014.
And it became my life to find the person who did this to my mom.
This is Nadia's hometown of Krasnodar, a popular tourist town about 750 miles south of Moscow, near the Black Sea. It is also where her mother, Alla, mysteriously disappeared in October of 2014.
This is your mother's apartment building.
Yes, Peter.
It had been only 3 days since Nadia last heard from her mom. She called Victoria and asked her to meet out front.
When she basically walked down the stairs, I moved towards her and I hugged her, like bear hug.
This is a Russian bear hug, right?
Exactly.
What are you communicating to her with this rough hug of yours?
They'll choke you to death if you're not gonna tell me where's my mother. So she pushed me away and she started yelling that your mother is alive, she's alive.
At that moment, Nadia was certain Victoria had done something to her mother.
And then she ran up the stairs. And then I'm like, where are you going? Why are you running?
And if she runs up here, are you chasing her?
Exactly, yeah.
Victoria retreated to her apartment, not knowing that Nadia had called the police, who were lying in wait.
Her apartment, the police going after her. She can feel it that I'm so angry and I'm so like, I'm ready to freaking kill her.
Cops briefly questioned Victoria in her apartment, then left the scene. It appeared she convinced them she'd done nothing wrong.
Which is her apartment? Which is Victoria's?
This is Victoria's apartment, the white door, and this is my mom's apartment.
Right next door neighbors.
Right, like next door, as you can see it.
This apartment has been left exactly as it was from 3 years ago, correct?
That's correct, yes.
You haven't touched anything?
No.
It's a haunting time capsule. The food Alla bought.
No, they're dry.
Still in the refrigerator. And in nearly every picture frame is Nadia.
What struck you about this room when you came in?
Everything was spotless clean, and it's a kitchen. Well, there is no fingerprints on the metal handles.
You think it was wiped down?
Absolutely.
The home had been looted.
Nothing.
Credit cards gone.
Nothing.
Family heirlooms, expensive jewelry, gone.
Everything.
And whoever did this also stole most of her mother's life savings. $50,000 Alla kept in a secret hideaway.
If you take this off.
It was gone.
And this off. It's right over there.
Who would know of this secret space?
Victoria.
Victoria. Remember, Victoria and Alla had become close friends. As we inspected the apartment,
I want to show you something in this closet, Peter.
Nadia showed us a mysterious discovery she made in her mother's closet.
My mom left me a message.
The message, she had scrawled something on the wall.
In Russian, деньги, it means money.
And it tells you what?
Tells me that the last person, the person who kidnapped her, the person who she with at that moment, that's Victoria.
Nadia took her evidence to the cops. Again, she says they dismissed her dark tale.
What are they telling you? What are the police and the district attorney and what are these people saying to you?
Just wait, she's gonna go. She's gonna come back.
She hounded the police so much, Nadia says, they gave her a nickname.
Американка, которая ищет свою маму. Crazy American daughter who's looking for her mother.
You may have been a little crazy, but you had a purpose.
Because I knew. I knew from the start.
Undaunted, Nadia carried on her search, posting flyers like this one, and driving thousands of miles across Russia, searching for clues. One night, she drove 6 hours after getting a tip that her mother was in a hospital.
I went to the room, and there was a lady from the back, and the body shape, she looked like my mom. And when she turned, it wasn't her. I was devastated.
In an act of desperation, she even pleaded with Victoria in a text.
Listen, I give you everything. my apartment, money, you name it. Please just give me my mom back.
Then Nadia had a hunch.
Nadia, where are we right now?
We're in the highway that Victoria had my mom.
What if traffic cameras photographed Victoria the night Nadia's mother went missing?
But you gotta get access to these photographs. How do you do that?
It's Russia. You buy things. You have money, you buy things.
She checked every camera around town and circled outward. And about 100 miles from Ala's apartment...
That's the camera I see right there.
Nadia hits pay dirt.
Pull over on the right here and we'll walk back to it.
That's the camera right there. You see? Speeding camera. That's the camera that my mom was... That showed that my mom was with Victoria.
These are the pictures that changed everything. Nadia is certain that is Victoria Nazarova behind the wheel. And she knows who's riding in the passenger seat.
No doubt in your mind.
No.
Well, what's the date that this picture was taken?
October 5th in the morning, 10 o'clock.
October 5th, the day that you lost all communication with your own mother.
Looking at this picture, Nadia thought her mom was still alive.
Because back in 2014, this camera gave me hope.
Nadia finally had solid proof that Victoria knew what happened to her mom. She called the lead detective.
What does the detective say?
He said, I know, I have these pictures.
Nadia was shocked to learn that investigators had seen these pictures too and were aggressively working the case. They had confirmed Victoria rented this car with these plates, so they brought her in for questioning. Then they gave her a lie detector test.
So the question was about the car, if she was driving and she was alone in a car. And she said, yes, I was alone, which was a lie. Do you know where is the body of Alexeyenka? She said, no, it was a lie. And so on, so on, so on.
Every single question she's asked, she fails.
Yeah.
Do they arrest her right there?
No.
She was allowed to leave until they got the results back.
Exactly.
From reading the graph.
That's correct, yes.
After taking that lie detector test, Victoria decided not to stick around for the official results. Instead, she fled here to Moscow and caught the first flight out of Russia.
Finally, Russian authorities issued a warrant for Victoria Nazarova's arrest. The charge, murder. Nadia had two objectives: find her mom and hunt down Victoria.
She cannot get away with this.
How Nadia's search for her mother took her to an unimaginable place. Now on Facebook at 48 Hours.
With Victoria on the run, Nadia desperately continued her search for her mother, hoping against hope to find her alive.
I dedicated my life to that. I quit everything and everyone. I didn't believe that my mom is not alive.
Nadia had spent 6 months in Russia. She was broke. Her boss had given her time off without pay. Then, more bad news, this time from a Russian detective who had shocking details of how Victoria escaped.
A police officer who was involved with this case was having sex with Victoria.
Yeah.
You believe that that officer put up a roadblock in this investigation to protect Victoria.
Right. Yeah, they took him off the police. They kicked him out.
Frustrated, she traveled from Krasnodar to Moscow to meet the head of the Russian National Police.
Is it like the head of the FBI in America?
Exactly, yeah.
And so this girl from Krasnodar comes and says, what?
Please help me. And he was able to help me.
But help soon turned to heartbreak when in April of 2015, Nadia got a disturbing phone call. Charred human remains were found in a remote area, a three-hour drive from her mother's apartment. Nadia was called in to make an identification.
I said, no, it's not her, no. It's just remains. It's just, why you showing me the bones? And then a few minutes later, I started looking at her teeth.
And you knew it was your mother.
Yeah, and yeah. So I basically recognized my mom by her teeth.
Behind me is the Russian town of Armavir. It's about 110 miles from Krasnodar. And it's important to this case because it's where Victoria Nasarova grew up. Why is that significant? Because less than a quarter mile from where I'm standing right now is where Alla's body was dumped. And her daughter Nadia is about to take us to the location.
It's not an easy drive for you to make.
The body was here.
This is where Alla's body was placed and burned.
She kidnapped her, killed her, and burned the body. That's it.
Interpol issued a red notice for Victoria Nazarova's arrest for murder. Nadia returned to New York to pick up the pieces of her shattered life.
I went back home and I didn't do anything for 3 weeks. Victoria did everything for me, my family, my life, my mom, everything.
But Victoria couldn't take away Nadia's determination. On a whim, she turned to Facebook, and you'll never guess who she found.
Victoria was posting pictures all over Facebook, checking in at this place, at that place, beautiful life. But somehow she obtained a fake passport with a fake name, so she flew to Mexico.
Having a great time.
Yeah. From Mexico, she flew to New York.
Nadia reported all this to police and immigration officials, but they couldn't find Victoria. Enter private investigator Herman Weisberg, who found a crucial clue. Not on the street, but online.
So some killers leave behind DNA. What did Victoria leave behind?
A Facebook profile. I never look at what people want me to see on these sites. I'm used to looking at everything except for what's supposed to draw your attention in.
Late at night, Weisberg obsessively scrolled through Victoria's profile, looking for clues and finding them in unlikely places.
This particular picture was the most beneficial. She's wearing the Ray-Ban sunglasses again that are mirrored, and she took a great picture for us to see the dashboard of the car. You could see that unique configuration, but more importantly, the stitching on that back
headrest. This right here.
Yeah, that's just black leather with a white or light gray stitching on it. It made the car that much more unique to me.
You have this picture, this intriguing clue of stitching on this headrest. What do you do with it?
I decided the next morning I was going to be at a big parking lot at a train station.
He wanted to look at as many different kinds of cars as possible to find the make and model that had that stitching.
And it's a big hub for the railroad. So
hundreds of cars in here.
Yeah, probably thousands all over the place. So it's real easy to look for the kind of detail I was looking for.
Row after row, car after car, then a Chrysler caught his eye.
So you look inside the car, and what do you see?
All right, it's got the same stitching. Right,
and here. Show me on your phone. There's her mirrored sunglasses.
The stitching over here.
It was an important lead. The stitching matched a Chrysler 300. Now for the hard part. Find the specific car Victoria was driving.
Again, this was such a wild goose chase at this point.
But Herman saw that a series of likes on Victoria's Facebook page were clustered around Sheepshead Bay, a Russian neighborhood in Brooklyn.
So you sent some of your investigators to look for one of these Chrysler 300s. Did they have any luck?
Well, yeah, we found a bunch of them. And the next day, I had somebody run the license plates. And luckily, we found one that came back to a Russian-sounding name.
Weisberg took our 48 Hours crew into the area he searched in March 2017. He called me to the scene when he once again found the Chrysler 300 at the heart of this investigation.
What's going on?
I couldn't resist. I spotted the actual car that she took that picture in.
This is it?
Yeah.
This is the car?
This is the car, yeah.
Take a look inside. Do you see the stitching?
Yep. It's hard to miss now.
Oh, there it is.
Now you see how unique it is, right?
Yeah.
This is only an area of 8.5 million people, and you found the car.
It wasn't a needle in a haystack. You had to find a haystack first, and then find the needle, and this was pretty much the clincher of this. This was that moment.
And when Weisberg went to the address connected to that car, he could also see she took a selfie in front of that building.
When you look at it and you see that telephone pole and the location of that manhole cover and that manhole cover. And if you look over there, you got the telephone pole and you've got the two manhole covers. So then I started saying, the puzzle is starting to come together a little bit more for us, you know.
This is brilliant, Herman. Through that reflection in her glasses, you figure out this is the apartment building where the man who owns that Chrysler 300 lives. And with Victoria in the picture, you thinking she might be living with this guy?
It looks like she took a selfie there, and it all starts to make sense.
It appeared Victoria was now living in Nadia's own backyard.
How far away does she end up living from where you live in Brooklyn?
A few blocks away, four or five blocks away.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
Did you try to go find her?
No.
Why?
Because I would kill her.
Now, if you're a internationally wanted fugitive, is it a good idea to wear reflector sunglasses for photographs?
I would say that's probably lesson 101 in the international fugitive school of hiding that you should not do.
Victoria's new life in America also mirrored her alleged violent past in Russia. Weisberg learned she was a suspect in a series of crimes right here in New York City.
Victoria Nasirova definitely had to be stopped. She was going to continue drugging and poisoning people to get what she wanted.
Herman Weisberg's cyber hunt for Victoria revealed online at 48hours.com.
Years after dodging a gruesome murder charge in Russia, Victoria Nazarova was living the high life. Little did she know, Weisberg was hot on her trail.
She walks around as if she belongs there in Brooklyn, and she posts about it. It's very unusual.
And just 2 weeks into the hunt, Weisberg not only discovered the car Victoria drove in that Facebook selfie, but he narrowed her location to this apartment building in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn.
We got lucky early on, and we spotted Victoria and her boyfriend out here.
The boyfriend was the owner of the Chrysler 300 and lived in that apartment building.
How did you confirm, yes, this is definitely Victoria?
Mostly it came down to her clothing.
After nearly 20 years as a New York City police detective, Weisberg learned a valuable lesson when chasing down a suspect.
When people run, they throw away a jacket or they turn their shirt inside out. Bottom line is, nobody ever changes their shoes.
And it turns out that Victoria had a favorite pair of boots.
The surveillance video that one of my people did got a nice shot of those shoes. When I was able to zoom in on one and look at the Facebook photo, it was a perfect match.
This exotic, sultry, sexy woman, how you absolutely confirm it's her is not necessarily her face, but her feet.
Her shoes, yep.
Weisberg soon discovered that Victoria was a one-woman walking crime wave, scamming people in every possible way.
She eventually fell into the world of being an escort, the dominatrix. She would knock out with knockout drugs, Rufinol, whatever she was using, and take money, watches, jewelry, whatever she can get.
Weisberg is convinced that Victoria has dozens of victims who are reluctant to report her to police.
A lot of these victims, they just go away because nobody wants to go into a precinct and say, my dominatrix just stole my Rolex and $4,800 from me, and I think I was drugged, because at the end of the day, every single cop listening to that story and every single wife of these guys is going to say, what was that first part again? It was a dominatrix?
Meet Ruben Borokoff.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Who runs a dry cleaners in Queens. He had no idea that Victoria was an alleged escort, dominatrix, or killer when they met on this Russian dating site.
I was single at the time. We started chatting and we set up a date. She said she's a good cook and I said I love to eat.
The two arranged to meet at Victoria's apartment for dinner, where she served up a dish to die for.
The only thing I remember, I just took one bite of fish and I was out of it in 5 minutes.
Ruben passed out, and while he remained unconscious, Victoria allegedly went on a shopping spree.
She took like $800, maybe $1,000 in my altogether in cash, $2,400 in American Express.
So she's living high on the hog on your money.
Absolutely. And then she brought me here.
Two days later, Ruben, barely conscious, was literally taken to the cleaners.
She was walking here and there and making some stories to my workers. Oh, we had wine. He drank 2 bottles of wine. I don't remember nothing. I had some money in the basement. Couple hundred here. She took it. She took the watch.
This video, shot by one of Ruben's employees, captures a glimpse of Victoria sitting in the boss's chair.
Maybe you take pill or something, right?
After cleaning out the cash register, Victoria fled the scene. This is Ruben being carried by paramedics to the hospital.
What was it like for you to watch that video?
I was surprised. It's like, it's not me, it's not possible. For a week, I was in the hospital.
You can barely eat. Did you almost die?
I think so. That's how I was.
Hi, Robbie.
Despite it all, Ruben surprisingly has some respect for Victoria.
I love her. She's a professional. She needs an Academy Award.
Olga Tisvik, a Queens stylist, is another survivor of Victoria's cooking. Victoria was just another customer until one day she showed up on Olga's doorstep, this time with dessert.
She came with cheesecake, 3 small pieces.
Did you pick it up and take a bite?
Yes, yes. After this part, I don't remember nothing.
When Olga woke up, Victoria was standing at her bedside with a second course. A bowl of hot soup.
Probably I ate this soup because I don't remember. I believe that she poisoned soup too, because it was not enough with cheesecake.
2 days later, Olga was found unconscious on the bedroom floor. Her clothes had been changed into lacy lingerie. Lying next to her were some prescription pills. It looked like an overdose.
Why did she do that?
She wants to make like suicide, you know.
And why would she want you dead?
Because she wants use my ID.
Your identity?
Identity, yeah.
Because the two of you look similar.
Yeah.
For you, meeting Victoria Nazarova almost cost you your life.
Yeah, almost cost me my life.
It seems Victoria's rampage had no limits. Her now ex-boyfriend told 48 Hours that not only did she allegedly steal from him, but that she killed his beloved beagle, Joey.
I think that dog was getting a little too much attention, and Nazarova didn't like that, so Nazarova got rid of the dog, allegedly, again, on the beagle's birthday. I'm a dog lover, so that stuff.
That guy, I've seen him on TV.
And Joey the Beagle's demise didn't sit well with Victoria's neighbors either.
She killed his dog, that bitch. Mm. Killed his dog.
Every time you learn something else about this woman, you realize that if she was left unarrested, this could have really ended poorly for Brooklyn.
From Facebook to the Chrysler 300, to this apartment building in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, Weisberg knew the hunt was over. And on March 20th, 2017, he alerted the NYPD that Victoria was in her apartment.
They called me and said one under, which is the radio call sign between cops to say that there's somebody under arrest.
The Russian temptress, who often placed her victims in restraints, suddenly found herself in handcuffs.
You look at her in the eye?
No.
Does she see you?
Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
I say, good morning, Victoria. I felt good for Nadia. You know, for me, it was a great day at work. For her, that's a life changer.
I just cried. I couldn't believe that it's actually happened. It's a miracle.
News of Victoria's arrest made headlines from New York to Moscow.
Though authorities may never know the full extent of Victoria's alleged crimes, one person does, and we're on our way to Rikers Island Jail to meet her.
Victoria Nazarova?
Yes.
Peter Van Sant.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Years after Victoria Nazarova fled Russia and a murder charge, the once glamorous seductress is but a shadow of her former self, having traded in her expensive furs for a prison jumpsuit.
How does a girl from a small town in Russia end up in Rikers jail in New York City?
This is a fantastic story. Yes.
A fantastic story.
Yes. So.
Victoria, people who don't care for you have called you a sociopath, a psychopath, a devil.
I'm not a killer. I'm woman. Only woman.
It sounds like a bad dream and that I'm going to wake up and all of this will be gone.
But if it's a bad dream for Victoria, it's a nightmare for Nadia.
She's a psychopath, and there is nothing else where you can expect from a psychopath.
Victoria claims that Russian police are framing her and points to these traffic cam pictures as evidence.
Victoria, this is a picture of your rental car. There is a person sitting next to you in this car, and that sure looks like Allah.
This is fake.
This is a fake picture?
Yes.
You can hold this. That is Allah sitting right next to you.
I understand you. Я хорошо знаю.
I know very well how Russian police work and how it's possible to make it look like a person is somewhere he never was.
Victoria's pathological liar. She used any words, anything, to just continue of doing what she was doing.
Your car is tracked with GPS to the area where Allah's body was found. You flunked a lie detector test. You fled to Mexico. It is time now for you to tell the truth. Yes?
No.
She told us there were two people who would confirm her story.
Valentina?
So when we were in Russia, we went to speak with them, her parents.
Are you Takir?
До свидания, ребята.
До свидания.
Come here. You need to speak Russian too.
Тахир, Валентина, Виктория просила вас поговорить с CBS News.
Victoria wants me to speak to you. Please come out of your house and talk.
Call police.
He said he'd call the police?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very friendly. I think we're done here. Where does the case go from here?
It stays in America for a while.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
She's got plenty to keep her in jail for now.
Victoria is currently charged with 18 felonies in New York City, including grand larceny in Ruben's case and attempted murder in Olga's case.
We need to make Victoria pay for the crimes that she's committed here.
But with no extradition treaty between the U.S. and Russia, the question remains. Will Victoria stand trial for murder? While we were in Krasnodar, we asked the top official in the investigation.
And what he told me was, there is no question that Victoria Nazarova committed this murder.
And their message to American prosecutors is that they would like to see Victoria extradited to Russia to face trial here. One other thing that he had to say was about Nadia, that her investigation was so outstanding that if she ever wants to be a detective, he would hire her.
Nadia Ford is a very intelligent person. She did things that a lot of people wouldn't have thought were possible. She basically solved a homicide.
In a cemetery not far from where her mother was abducted, Nadia was finally able to give Alla a proper funeral. There, etched in stone, is her mother's name, but something is missing.
I don't know the day, the minute, the second when she died.
When Victoria knows the date. If she's not gonna say how she killed her, at least tell me the date, when.
Does this in any way close a circle for you?
It will be open till the moment she'll be behind the bars for the rest of her life, for what she did.
Today, the woman at the center of this case awaits her fate in jail. But the memories of Nadia's mother remain alive as ever.
My mom gave me the most important thing in life. I know what feeling of family means. I know what love means.
Victoria Nasirova has been in jail since March 2017. Nasirova will stand trial in New York for her alleged crimes. Russia will then formally request Nasirova to be sent back to stand trial for the murder of Nadia's mother.
Lioness, the hit original series from Taylor Sheridan, is now streaming on Paramount+.
I'm scared, Joe. Scared how we became that world.
The world didn't become this. It's always been this way.
Starring Zoe Saldana.
Keep running!
Michael Kelly.
You tried to touch us here. It's a two-way street, buddy.
With Morgan Freeman.
The fallout from this is limitless.
And Nicole Kidman.
This isn't the end of a fight. This is the start of one.
Lioness, new season now streaming, only on Paramount+.